Welcome to the Personal Financial Planning Section podcast, delivering insights from experts on tax, retirement, estate, risk management, investment planning, and practice management, designed to help you best serve your clients and take your practice to the next level. I'm your PFP Section host, Sarah Bradley. Be sure to visit us at aicpa.org/PFP and stay tuned at the end of the episode for information on how to access valuable resources. And now over to our guests.
Thank you, Sarah. This is Bob Keebler. I'm here with Professor Mitchell Gans to talk about the Kastner case in North Carolina and the need to file protective claims for refund. Currently before the U.S. Supreme Court is a case called Kastner, in which the North Carolina Department of Revenue appealed a decision of the North Carolina Supreme Court. Joining us today is Professor Mitchell Gans to tell us about this case briefly, but more importantly, for Mitchell and I to expand upon the need to file protective claims for statutes that are about to expire in case the U.S. Supreme Court rules in favor of the taxpayer in Kastner. Mitchell, give us a minute on Kastner, and then we'll jump back into the protective claim issue.
In Kastner, the question before the court is whether North Carolina can tax a trust located elsewhere. And by that I mean the trust is being administered in another state, the trustee is located in another state. Can North Carolina tax that trust on its undistributed income simply because a beneficiary of the trust lives in North Carolina? And what makes the case so interesting is that the beneficiary in North Carolina is a mere discretionary beneficiary. It may turn out that this beneficiary will never receive a penny from the trust, if the trustee exercises their discretion against this beneficiary. And yet, on the basis that this discretionary beneficiary resides in North Carolina, North Carolina seeks to tax the undistributed income in the trust. The question before the Supreme Court is whether permitting North Carolina to tax this trust is consistent with the Due Process Clause in the U.S. Constitution.
So very narrowly, if we assume for a moment, take a best case scenario that the U.S. Supreme Court holds in whole or part in favor of the taxpayer. There'll be other taxpayers in a similar situation who have statutes that are about to run, perhaps April 15th, perhaps on extended returns. What should those taxpayers do? What I would do as a practitioner is file a protective claim. But walk us through just what your thoughts are, but more importantly, once we hit North Carolina narrowly, let's broaden that out and talk about states like Tennessee and Georgia that have similar statutes.
One would think that taxpayers in this position in North Carolina would have already filed protective refund claims, given the favorable decision by the North Carolina Supreme Court. But for those who haven't, I agree with you, it'd certainly be advisable to do so. And as you suggest, Bob, it seems to me it's plausible, although it's hard to predict, but it's plausible that the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in this case could have wider ramifications and might just wind up, depending on what they say, might just wind up invalidating the tax on trusts in other states. So I think taxpayers in other states might want to take a careful look at this and consider whether it would be appropriate to file a protective claim in their states, even though, of course, as we say, this is impacts only directly the North Carolina situation.
Well, thank you, Mitchell. This has been extremely insightful. On behalf of the PFP section, this has been Bob Keebler with Professor Mitchell Gans. If you enjoyed this podcast, we highly encourage you to visit the PFP section website and access more information on these important topics. Stay tuned for Sarah Bradley, who will tell you how to find these valuable resources. Thank you for listening today.
And thank you for sharing with our community of listeners. Want more information, resources, tools, and guidance on technical and practice management topics? Visit aicpa.org/PFP and check out the show notes for this episode as well. So if you're not already a member, think about joining the PFP section, which is designed to save you time, help you best serve your clients, and take your financial planning practice to the next level. You'll gain access to a robust selection of high-quality technical and practice management resources like guides, 24/7 access to an online learning library, client communication and education tools, up to 8 hours of free CPE, and more. Don't forget to leave us a review so we can continue bringing valuable and relevant content. And subscribe to our podcast channel so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to next time.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.